Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom in the motorcycle area, and we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
I've got wood.
You've got wood? Hey, that's pretty good, man. That's a nice, long, square pipe of wood you're dealing with there.
Dude, this wood smells good. Somebody soak this.
Bub's got good smelling wood. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the finest in boutique apparel. It's Miss Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6695. Monkey in Paradise, ladies and gentlemen, the double gold winning vodka right here from West Palm Beach. They did it twice up in San Francisco, Bub. Never happened before.
Double gold.
Monkey in Paradise, remind you, Bub.
Drink responsibly.
Let's drink responsibly. How about that, yep. Bub? Tony Rienzi, exotic car guru and salesman of the stars, TonyRienzi.com. And finally, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee. It's the largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been watching Bub bring this bike together. Not only does he build the finest cars and trucks in the industry, he also builds the finest motorcycles in the industry, along with his good friend Rick Pecco from Orange County Choppers, formerly of Orange County Choppers, Billy Lane, formerly of the Discover Biker Series, Biker Build-Off,
yep.
And Xavier, Bub.
Dude,
he's killing it.
The Real XM.
The Real XM from Buck Cherry, the band Buck Cherry. Bub, how are we doing today, man?
Man, really good so far. It's we're coming down kind of the final stretch here on this 2016 Harley Davidson Softail Slim. We have turned this bike from not only a Slim, but into a Slim S, which was when you order these things, you could get them factory pre-ordered in a kind of a matte black or matte black finish. That way, the client didn't want to go because you just get the basic matte black Harley Davidson parts that they just take
that they hung on it,
and they stick on it. Well, when you do it aftermarket, we still utilize a lot of Harley-Davidson parts, but as you know on this build, and everybody out there that's been kind of paying attention to this build, we've used kind of a combination of multiple brands out there. So like, for example, you have Vance and Hines pipes. We have products like Performance Machine that we're putting on this.
We're a dealer for Performance Machine.
So we have PM parts on this bike, which are all you can see. They're very nice matte black, satin black, billet milled aluminum component. So all their product looks very, very nice. I know we had a question a couple weeks ago that came in from one of the guys out there that said, how do you know, if the black that they use from PM versus HHI versus Harley Davidson versus Screamin' Eagle versus Vance and Hines, you know, all these different blacks out there, are they all going to match? Well, knowing that we've done this multiple times, we know which brands do match and what doesn't match. And we've aligned ourselves with some of the best names in the industry, what's on this bike now and still more to come. And it all looks beautiful when it's put side by side. You can't tell the difference between the Screamin' Eagle pipes versus a set of Vance and Hines pipes when it comes to the satin black, the high heat finish, the gloss black powder coating here and here, the rocker box covers. Every piece matches really, really well.
So something we should probably talk about, Bub, is it's not that you've aligned yourself with the largest names in the industry. The largest names in the industry have aligned themselves with you as one of the top three designers, manufacturers, and builders in the world today.
Yeah, man, we just, we do the right product every time. It's, when we take any build in the facility, it doesn't matter if it's, again, like our cars, our trucks, our bikes, if we're doing very small maintenance to them, or if we're doing crazy one-off builds, exotics, if we're doing 3- and 4-stage paint jobs, if we're doing crazy custom cowhide interiors, if we're doing crazy, you know, one-off machine billet parts or three-piece wheels, we literally make sure that we do it to the T of that manufacturer spec every time. And, you know, an example of that is like the fact that this bike is literally, there's 164 miles on this bike. It's already going through a complete rebuild, you know, off the showroom floor. Still has, I mean, all the little knobbies and everything are still on all the rubber tires. So that's how fresh this bike is. But even when we do something like that, we still stick to the manufacturer specs. In this case, for example, you can see we are running all Screamin' Eagle fluid in this bike, which is all Harley Davidson's top of the line. It's not their mass production that they put in the bikes, but it is their absolute top of the line.
Yeah.
Very high end. Still from Harley Davidson, you purchase through Harley Davidson directly from authorized dealers, and you literally get the best of the best. It's like putting basic 7-Eleven oil in your bike or going and getting Mobil 1, right? There's two totally different brands. In all of our bikes, we either use a Mobil 1 fully synthetic, depending on the age and year, make and model of that bike, or we run a full Syn 3, which is Harley synthetic version that you can run in the primary, the engine crankcase,
and
the transmission.
That's correct. Yes.
They all run the same. It makes it super simple to do all the maintenance on your bike, and you're not walking around 25 different quarts or whatever. And Screamin' Eagle's line has everything from the brake fluid to the fork oil to the primary to the engine. They have it all, and we make sure we do it exactly as we should per the factory service manual.
And it's funny, Bub, because we've talked about quality. You're known for the best quality in the world today, surpassing many of the very high-end manufacturers. A case of that here would be some of the things you've experienced in terms of bolts that were cross-headed in the lifter blocks down here. These are called the lifter blocks because what happens is the push rods for the valve train run through these torque tubes right here, the lifter tubes right there themselves. You had two of them break off on you.
I did, yes.
On the trans cover, you had one, a derby, the trans cover, you had one break off in there as well, Bob, and it broke off in a very odd position. It was down in this area here because the technician who put this bike together cross-threaded it and didn't take their time.
Yeah, it's a shame because, you know, when you take the time, especially when, man, when you're licensed, you know, Harley-Davidson doesn't just hire guys off the street. Let's be real here. They hire guys that are very well certified. They've gone to schooling for it. You have to have, you can't just come in off the street and say, hey, I want to build Screaming Eagle engines. It's not going to happen. In order to build the best, you got to be the best, right?
Right.
But a lot of these guys, you know, just because they've gone through schooling and they've got the certs doesn't mean that they have the care and the quality. It just doesn't. You know, a lot of guys will skimp on things. They'll maybe get rushed. They'll get frustrated. When you work on bikes, it's a totally different animal, man.
Yep.
Typically, guys that work on bikes, you get frustrated fairly quick because you're working in very small, tight areas. You're working with sharp aluminum. Anytime you work on them, no matter how safe you are, you're going to cut your hands. It happens. The aluminum edging is sharp. And this is on a satin black version of the motor. When you've got the milled edge engine, when you've got the actual milling on the cylinder heads or on the block.
The diamond cut
man,
style heads.
That stuff is razor sharp. Sharper. And just the smallest little on that, and you're going to cut your hand. It's just that simple. And people get frustrated, right? So you have to slow down. You have to go really, really smooth and slow and steady on Harleys. Especially when you're working with aluminum components on anything, really. I mean, if you talk about a brand new Coyote motor, that's all aluminum. So you're working with the new LS engines, all aluminum. You have to be slow, you have to be methodical, and you have to just work time and time and time and just make sure it's perfect.
Yeah, it does require taking time, ladies and gentlemen. If you're having a bike or car or motorcycle, truck built, give your person the time they need to do the job. Because if you rush, you're going to get a sloppy job in return.
You're going to, yeah. And you're not going to be happy when it comes out and you either got leaks going on or, you know, something's not right or you've torqued something too much and you have a broken bolt or you have, you know, pieces of aluminum rocker box covers. If they're not torqued properly, you can over-torque these things on one corner more than another and you've created a warp. It's just thin aluminum. Even though it's strong and it's lightweight, you can very quickly over-torque aluminum and warp it.
Hey, Bob, one of the things I noticed, I love the design skills that you brought forth for this bike. You're picking up some flat black, some gloss black, and some chrome, pulling it all together.
Yeah.
For example, on what we call the oil bag on a Harley-Davidson, it sits right here. This container on the softail runs on either side of the frame, and this is the oil dipstick right here. You simply pull it out and measure your oil. It's iconic. It's been that way for years. Harley-Davidson is known for keeping the authenticity in what they do. Mm-hmm. They're very loyal to the brand. What Bub's building here is a bike that reminds you of like a 1945 WJL or something like that. Something along those lines, so that it's very, very old school looking. Look at what Bub's done here. He has chrome here, black, matte black, matte black, chrome, and just a tiny bit of chrome, ladies and gentlemen, peeking through these areas. Bub's not a loud, ostentatious builder. He wants the small details to grab your eye and draw them in. So it's very intentional, Bub, in your design styles.
Yeah, it's you know, it's just seeing everything through. You know, it's when you take all these pieces and you just start, you know, making everything black. You know, there's that whole murdered out thing, and we've done it. I mean, our Mustang that's going to SEMA is black. There is no other way around it. This freaking thing is black. I mean, it's gloss black everything, and there's carbon accents. I mean, that is it. It's two-toned, and that's all you got. But I'll tell you what, before we unveil this thing at SEMA, it's going to have a third color in it. I'm going all Turbonetics red.
Yes.
So it's going to have the bright red roll cage from Watson. It's going to have the Brembo brakes,
yes,
red calipers. We're going to have an anodized red rim on the car. So we're going to have a lot of little red touches that go throughout this thing, and it's going to look really good. And it's just scheming it up and throwing in just a small touch of something so that you're not overwhelming it. And that's exactly what I did here. You know, like you mentioned, with the gloss, with the matte finish, the client who owns this bike wanted it to be a matte black. This bike typically comes in a gloss. That's the way they naturally come, the Vivid, which is Harley-Davidson gloss black,
gloss
Vivid black. So they all come gloss. We just recently did one of these things in gloss black that we did a 280 rear tire on, a 23-inch front wheel. So it looked absolutely insane. The thing looked really good, but he wanted a little more aggressive. This is a little more, you know, bad. It's got the matte black finish to it on the factory rear fender, the tank, and also the front fender. We actually grabbed me the front fender. Careful, this lift.
Mr. Producer, can you grab that front fender, please?
I want to show you something on this front fender.
Sure. There it is right there. We can see the pinstriping on it as well.
So the client wants this thing to be very aggressive, very dark, but in his own sort of way, everybody has their little thing of how they want to touch to it. Well, the colors that are on this are actually a silver and an orange that are added on, which are a hand-laid pinstriping, so that they look really, really cool. Now, the background to that is Miami Marlins. So, you know that that's what the client wants. He wants a very aggressive, very dark-looking scheme on this bike, and it's exactly what we've given him. But he had a personal touch that added those little pieces of color and pop to it that just add a totally different flair to this bike. They make it his, and that's what he wanted.
That's what he got, too, yep. Bub. Well, some big news coming out. Thank you for taking us through this. It's coming along. We will do a final episode with this bike.
Yeah.
Bub, big news coming out of the SEMA headquarters area. We have gotten the paperwork back to both Extreme Dimensions, Sam over at Extreme Dimensions.
Yes.
And we've gotten it back over to the people at Steeda Performance.
Yes.
Steeda's going to be putting a whole lot of suspension under that car. And if you guys thought that car was, it's literally the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics 2017 stock block EcoBoost Mustang that's laying down an incredible 600 horsepower. It's the only one like it in the world, is being transformed again to make its unveiling and appearance.
Yep.
In Las Vegas, Nevada. It has already been unveiled in California, but Bub will not leave it be. Some things very special are getting ready to happen to it.
Man, it's going to be an animal, dude.
That car, literally, ladies and gentlemen, Bub, we went racing with that car, and so did Tony Franco of Hooked on Driving. We went racing one week ago with that car. By the way, we're back on the track August 12th. The Bub's Exotic Motorsports race team's back out on the 12th. We invite everybody to come out and enjoy it. That car was hunting down the GT3 Cup cars, Bub,
yeah.
And eating the Porsches up. And now you're going to do big things, Bud.
Yeah, it's that car's got a long way to go between now and SEMA in the next 2 months, man. It's going to be something sick. You know, what's been seen out there with this car already, it's already taking the industry by storm. You know, it's pulling super, super strong. You know, it's right at that 600 horse mark. And you know, that's just insane. I mean, that number, while it's a small number in today's world, that number on a stock four-cylinder is pretty freaking impressive, especially when you take and weigh out your power to weight ratio. There's a really big difference there when you compare 600 horsepower in a Mustang. Let's just throw normal terms around here for people. When you say I've got a 600 horsepower Mustang, and then somebody that's got maybe a GT350 that's factory supercharged or whatever they wanted, maybe they put a Ford Performance supercharger on it, you know, anybody else's supercharger, Magnuson, whoever they may have put on, they're thinking, oh, well, I've got a 600 horsepower Mustang, right? I'm thinking, guess what, dude? I'm also about 850 pounds lighter than you, so let's really go see what happens, because my power band's totally different, the gearing's totally different,
right on.
It can push really hard through any corner because it doesn't have all that nose weight where it kind of dives down and it has to slow you down a little bit more through corners. So it's a lot of fun to drive that car. It's 600 horse. It's just plain and simple, all-out blast to drive. I can't wait to see how this thing performs by the time we have the Watson roll cage in it, the Brembo brakes. I mean, the Ford Performance brakes, don't get me wrong, they handle really well right now. Nowhere near what this thing's going to need by the time we're done doing the next turbocharger on it that's going to be fully polished at SEMA. So we're going to have a fully polished turbocharger on there from Turbonetics. We've got the Watson Racing red cage coming, the Brembo brakes in red. We've got the wheels coming in from Wheel Pros. We've got the Nitto tires coming in for this thing. It's going to have an Extreme Dimensions. I mean, literally, we're talking 12 and 15-inch wheels are going to be underneath of this car.
This thing's going to be low and fat.
It's going to be low and fat, and it is just going to look sick, dude. We left Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach last week. I was in the 991 Porsche, and Craig was actually in the Mustang,
I was in the 981 Porsche sitting next to you, and dude, I backed up to watch that car go by.
When you watch that thing, like, in the rearview mirror, you keep glancing in the side view, dude, that whole front end that's just black, and it's got the freaking three little gills in the headlights, man, as running lights, dude. When that thing is coming around corners, and it's just as dark as it is, holy crap. It's like, dude, you might want to move, because that thing's coming, it's coming hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best in the business today.
Hashtag coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Hey, Bub, one of the things I want to talk about, too, is we've got a couple other exciting things. Whenever you do something, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you refer to the manual. Bub is a big factory service manual guy. Everything he does, he has instructions for. It doesn't matter if he's done it 10 times, he goes right back to the manual. It comes out right every time. Bub, some big, big, big news coming up. We have an amazing new sponsor that's going to be joining us.
Yep.
I'd like to welcome them. Let's talk a little bit about it, Bub.
Yeah, man. So, you know, before we even get to that, dude, I'll tell you, if you guys ever want to do something right and you want to know that quality is done right, especially here at BEM, go through our facility, go through our admin offices. You will see everywhere there are manuals. You can literally find these things. If you haven't gone to school through Harley-Davidson, if you haven't gone through school through Lamborghini, if you haven't gone to school through Ford, through Chevrolet, if you haven't gone through school for Land Rover, whatever it may possibly be, you can pick up a manual, and if you can freaking read and understand it, you are guaranteed to do it the exact same way it came down that assembly line. It's just that simple. You've got torque specs, you've got installation procedures, you have removal procedures, you have quantities and capacities when it comes to fluids. You can't screw it up, guys. So if you don't have the license under your belt, you can go out and pick up the manual. These things are typically between, you know, 70 and, depending on the brand, you know, up to Lamborghini stuff, 500, 1,000. Depending on the manual you're purchasing, some of the Bentley things are pretty expensive. You can get them and you can literally step through these things one piece at a time and do it right, no matter what your skill set is. Literally, it's just a matter of understanding the instructions, following them, and just working through it.
Go through it. So, Bob, let's talk about, we have a big announcement. One of the things you and I have always done is you and I are type A behaviors. We're adrenaline junkies. We live on the edge. You take it a little bit more conservatively than I. I understand it because you've watched me recklessly plow through life. And you've cleaned up
Can that be an understatement?
Yeah, you've cleaned up a lot of messes, bud. Tons of messes, right?
You're like Thomas the choo-choo train.
I can break
it. You know what I'm saying? With like the big eyeballs in the front, and then you just got this plow at the front that just anything in the way. Just Thomas the choo-choo did that, didn't he?
No, he did everything.
Thomas the train, whatever his name was.
Man. As such, bud, we've always been on the edge with energies and energy supplements and things like that. It's part of what we do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Part of what we do.
Yep.
You and I have long, long, long searched for the right energy company. And so, there's a product that we've been using personally for many, many years. We happened to have run across them at Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. Their representatives came up and checked out the famous Bubba's Exotic Motorsports pit setup with the tour bus and everything. They were blown away. I was speaking to one of their representatives yesterday. Take it from there.
Yeah, man. So, you know, just another super successful thing, again, to throw under your belt, dude. It's we've actually signed up, and we are now officially in with sponsorship of Monster Energy.
Right on, bud.
Super excited for that one, man. Really, really cool. You know, everybody knows that Red Bull's really strong in the motorsports industry, but I'll tell you what, man, Monster's got a lot of stuff that's getting ready to push out and release. It's going to take over the entire motorsports industry. I'm telling you now, it's coming.
That's one of the things I was talking to Scott, their representative, about very aggressively. Two things, bub. Everybody drinks Red Bull and vodka. Okay?
Very true.
Ladies
very
and gentlemen, story. Monkey in Paradise and Monster. Here it comes.
Now, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I can't even deny that one. I've been right there with it and done it multiple times.
Now you are officially sponsored by Monster Energy, bub, and you can't do it anymore.
Exactly. But I will say there is a full line, not just a couple, two, three, four options. There are 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 flavors of the Monster Energy that you can put with any Monkey in Paradise cocktail. So it doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. And by the way, Scott's going to be bringing out for us their brand new line. There are three or four new drinks coming. He knows we drink the zero calorie. We drink them every morning, bud. As I make breakfast for us.
Because we have to stay fit or something like that.
Exactly right, bub.
Right.
Exactly right. So anyways, very, very exciting announcement coming out. You're going to hear a lot more of it. The touring trailer is going to be tagged. The rally car is going to be tagged. You know, everything about it is going to change with the official sponsorship of Monster. And we welcome those boys to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
And you know what's really funny, too, is I was actually thinking for some reason. So tell me about this. So you know how the Mustang just looks so nasty, aggressive, mean? Oh my God,
what
this
if
thing
you did green lights in it, like Monster?
Worse. Check this out, dude. So I want to do red, right? So it's blood red, okay, because it's going to be Turbonetics red accenting on the whole entire car.
Right on, man.
Now, think about this. You know where those freaking headlights are, right? It's got the three gills. Everyone knows the Monster M, right?
Right.
Faces down, but you got a bunch of freaking conspiracy theory people that say if you flip the M upside down, it's something about the devil 666. Well, man, I don't know, dude. A bunch of freaking nonsense.
Take it. Go down the road, right?
So I laugh at it. I love it. but I'll tell you what, man. If you took that M, right, and started the top three above the headlight and then let it run through where the three gills are and the daytime running lights of the headlight, and then have the other three literally shredding down and like it's going down the bumper, let it look like a freaking monster just ripped right through the front end of that car. So in red, I'm going to need those decals. I'm just saying it.
Shh, bub, your design's going to get out there.
No, I'm saying I need it. That's all I'm saying. I need the, that's it, red decals.
Mr. Producer, you have a question, sir.
Jeff Peterson, maybe a monster bike on the way, brothers. Mark Brown, Guest of Fridge is now retired. Monster up.
Let's start with the first one. Mark Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeff Peterson was the first one. You already went backwards.
I started from the bottom and worked my way up.
He said start from the first one. He read the first one was Jeff Peterson.
Ladies and gentlemen, Biz Markey's watching out there. Good morning to my best friend. What do you think, Biz Markey? How's it coming along, brother? Jeff Peterson out there. What? Yes, a monster bike could. You know what, bub? There's a monster green or red that could go with this.
That would look pretty sick, man. I'm telling you. I can see like an anodized green rim. I'm not even going to go into it, but it'd be nasty.
Biz Markey, what if we had a monster, a green monster rim on this bike?
Oh, stop.
Right?
Stop it.
With real chrome spokes?
You should not be doing these
so
ideas.
So that spoke is hitting the sun?
You shouldn't give out ideas.
No?
They're bad.
They're really bad. Come on, man.
I already told you, it's matte black, gloss black, a little bit of two-tone silver, and then you have just a pinstriping on the front and the rear fenders. It's that simple, right?
I'll stick to managing the business.
You really should, because green does not fit in at all with silver and orange.
No?
No.
There's a Christmas song called Silver and Gold.
I will say this much, though. If you do look at my Instagram post from the other night, down at Marlins Park, black, silver, orange looked really good together because I actually had some custom edition Mike Trout shoes on. Thank you, Marky Mark. They fit the outfit really well. Same exact color scheme right here.
What shoes did he get, Biz Markey?
Don't worry about those. Don't worry about it. Just keep on going. Go on. I don't think you got a pair of these.
I don't understand, man. I really don't.
I don't know.
Bub, lots of great stuff coming on. I know you got to get busy. It's almost lunchtime for us, man.
You were going to say it's hunger time?
It's hungry time.
So I
producers, stop laughing back
dude,
there.
Dude, I got a lot I got to finish. I still have to take the whole front end off the bike, right?
The front end off the bike.
I have to send our assistant up to the local Harley dealer. They forgot to give us a few items, so I got to get those picked up.
Treasure Coast, Harley Davidson, you guys got to get it together over there. I know.
Tell me about it, dude.
Bad. You guys really had a lock on the game, but it's really falling off.
So I got to pick up a couple pieces. I've already got everything that you see is done. And I'm down to one or two items. One I got to pick up, one that they forgot to give us, and get this thing lifted up in the center, get the front end off of this thing, and start going into my next big build.
By the way, Bub, I heard we were supposed to stall on the delivery of this project.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to stall. It's going to happen.
Just saying, we're supposed to be stalling on the delivery of this project.
I'll be done, but I'm stalling for sure.
Yes, Mr. Producer.
Okay. Wait for it.
Mark Brown, they don't make the Trouts and Child sizes.
Wow.
They don't make the Trouts and Child sizes. Miss Marky, where did these shoes come from and what size are they?
Size 5.
Size 9.5.
No.
No?
Or maybe I'll just give you the other ones because my toes are just jamming big. Probably because I slipped my toes all open.
We've both done that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go.
I got a foot that's broken in 3 places. I should have gotten it done, but whatever it is. We were looking at that this morning, Bob.
I don't know what to tell you about that, dude.
I don't know what to tell you about that either, man. And it's still as ugly today as it was a while back.
Yes.
Oh, well, whatever.
Yep.
Things happen, man.
I gotta get back on.
Little boys are reckless, aren't they?
Are you done with me? I gotta get back to work. I need to put grips on and everything.
See, till tomorrow.
Keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And we've had a heck of a time bringing it to you. Thank you for bringing us into your lives and welcoming us into your hearts. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MSOutlawBoutique.com. Mr. Producer, where's the mic today? It is over here. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique. Check her out on Facebook and the web for the finest in boutique apparel. Edgy, country, rock star. It's all there. You got girls want a concert? Go check it out. 561-660-6695. It's amazing. Layla Von Athey. Monkey in Paradise, who now has a new partner, Monster. And we're going to do the Monster and Monkey in Paradise drinks. It's going to be amazing. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. TonyRienzi.com, Exotic Car Guru and Salesman of the Stars. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee. Bub, what day is it this month?
I think it's the 26th.
26th, Mr.
Maybe
Producer?
Maybe
27th. 9 to 12, Palm Beach Outlet Malls. You'll never see a better Cars and Coffee. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style, but make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a positive way. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full, an elderly person. If somebody has shoes in the holes in the bottom of their feet, Biz Markey, you should be listening to this. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their feet, make sure you buy them a pair of shoes. Payless is cheap, man. If somebody's hungry, McDonald's is probably around the corner, as is a 7-Eleven. It's not that much to do something charitable and kind for somebody today. Till tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.